Hi everyone, this is Empress Constance, and you're listening to the audio that goes with the post on my blog, intelligentfemdom.com, titled, Fun with a Stroker Boy. I will be reading his mail to me about his stroking day and sharing a few of my thoughts and feelings about what he said. Enjoy, everyone. Recently, I had a day that I will never forget with Miss Constance. I awoke to find audio instructions of what I would be doing for her today. Hearing her sexy voice first thing in the morning with instructions to edge in the shower, then on my way to work, and again 30 minutes after arriving at work, were only a start to a day that I'll be replaying in my mind for a very long time to come. Now, I just love knowing that I make you all so horny and make such an impression on my stroker boys that you want to replay it over and over again in your minds. Miss Constance had me running to edge throughout this wild day, and the more I stroked, the more my mind turned to complete mush. The only thoughts throughout the day were of Miss Constance and my cock that now stayed constantly hard. You see, boys and girls, I wanted him to think only about me. And I made him do that by keeping his cock rock hard all day, making him a bit of a jerk-off puppet for me. She took my edges away at one point, and I thought I might cry. I wanted to fuck something, anything, so bad, just for the relief of the feeling of anything against my cock. She had me play with my nipples instead, and I swear to God, I got even harder. Now, how can I not love that when I took his edges away and allowed him to play with his sensitive nipples, that he got even fucking harder for me. Finally, she allowed me to touch again before leaving work, and I was like putty in her capable hands. She had me drive home from work without a shirt, so I could feel the wind and tweak my nipples. Something I know I've never done before. Ooh, pushing his limits just made me giddy with excitement. He was stepping outside his comfort zone, and he was only doing that because I got him so fucking horny that he was willing to do anything for me. By the time I got home, I was a dirty slut with only thoughts of doing anything she asked me to please her. Naughty, slutty things I've never done or admitted to doing or wanting to do before. But Miss Constance knew I was hers, and I would do anything she asked to please her just for a release. Sucking on her strap-on, tasting my own cum, anything she wanted. Finally, it was all just too much, and I came like I'm not sure I've ever come before. And I gotta tell you, he did come hard, and it was so funny because he just couldn't stop. Those hours and hours of teasing and edging just made him weak and unable to stop that orgasm. Of course, he'd been building it all day long for me. He finished off the email by saying this. On this day, I was Miss Constance's jerk-off toy, and my only thoughts were of being the best toy I could be for her. As I look back now, it's like a wet dream that I'll play over and over and over again. And how I love jerk-off toys. I love that you're willing to do anything for me, getting you all very hard. Keeping you that way, pushing your limits. There is nothing like that feeling of power and control over a man's cock. And if you want to be my next jerk-off toy, just give me a call at 800-601-7259.